This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. All right, coach, let's get into it. Last week, again, I'd say your team pitched another shutout in region play, 42-0, making it would be back-to-back shutout wins.
Right.
What stood out to you the most about your team's performance Friday night?
I mean, the guys just came out and they were ready to play. I think that was one of the biggest things, and they brought the physicality to the game, and it started in the trenches with our defensive line really establishing the line of scrimmage and our offensive line coming off the football. And after they had a great performance, to make another great performance, and you know, to continue to build off that.
Yeah, I mean, it's back, and I did the math. In the last three games, you have outscored opponents 149-14, with the last two being 107-0. That would be against Greenbrier, Evans, and Effingham. Defensively, you know, we'll get to offense, but defensively, holding an opponent, a single opponent scoreless is impressive. You've done it with giving up 14 points in the last 3 weeks. What's the key to the defensive dominance?
I mean, one, I think our coaches, Coach Tedder is a defense coordinator, him and his staff, after we meet as a staff together as a whole on Sundays, you know, they get in there, they put the game plan together and try and put these guys in the best situation as possible. And, you know, I mean, the opportunities that they've had on the field, and they made the best out of it, they took advantage of it. But it's really from the beginning of the season till now, just the progress that they've made week in and week out, week by week, taking another step forward. You know, he's got those guys playing at a high level, and he's going to continue to push those guys and challenge them, you know, which we're going to see a big challenge this Friday night, you know, running the football. So we've got to be very disciplined. But our guys are, you know, they accept challenges, and they'll be up for the task.
And I know they will be. They have yet to amaze me. I mean, every single week is just us. Progression and progression. Every week they're getting better. Like, the chemistry is growing. Everything is just developing how you, as a coach, I'm sure, dream for it to happen.
Yeah.
But real quick, I did just want to give a quick reminder that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's get into a little bit of offense. Y'all were able to put up last week in Greenbrier, started out hot, 14 the first quarter, and put the foot on the gas, and you never took it off. How is it, you know, important to get that hot of a start and to be able to, you know, continue that momentum and all of that into the second half of a game?
I mean, we want to continue to come out, you know, on our first possession or first drives and put together good drives, and they always end it with points at the end. And mm-hmm. Our guys have really done that every single time. The opening drive is, you know, taking the ball down the field and you know, really putting together good drives with great blocking up there by the offensive line and our two running backs, you know, doing their thing, running between the tackles or on the perimeter. Grant Moore's making some really good reads, and really smart decisions with the football. And then really a great job by our wide receivers. I know everybody, you know, when they talk about wide receivers, they're talking about catching the ball, catching touchdowns.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to brag about our receivers is the way they block downfield.
It's very important.
And it's just their will to get down there and be physical and you know, be unselfish. I think that's probably one of the most unselfish things a guy can do.
Put their body out there for the better of the team.
Yep, that's right. And they're doing a really good job with that. So I'm proud to see those guys. But, you know, those guys are, you know, when it gets rolling and everybody starts clicking, it's really dangerous. But our guys continue to come to practice every week, not satisfied. That's the biggest thing. With these two performances that we've had, you know, they could come out here and just not practice hard and just think that they've arrived, but they don't do that. They come out every single day for practice as a new challenge. What can I get better at today? And that's one of the things why the progression is happening, why they have the confidence, but they got to, you know, stay hungry as well and humble.
Yeah, just take, you know, like we've talked about before, taking it week by week, preparing for every game like it's the most important one of the season, which – every single game counts just as much as the next, you know,
right. And
the preparation that way, it's, you know, it's working. Last week, you know, with the preparation and all, you know, there's a lot of development. We're touching on that. Were there any, like, of the younger guys that maybe people in the stands didn't really notice right away that have not even just this week, you know, with the amount of offense and defense that's been going on out there, have there been any like younger guys who have stepped up in ways that maybe people in the crowd haven't really noticed as much?
I mean, I probably can't name them all, but we've had a lot of guys. I think between the last two games, they substituted a lot on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you look at that aspect of it and they're getting in the game and getting those game time reps, it's so valuable for those guys in the development in the game. So I really can't just name just one guy because we rotated a lot of guys in there and try to get some guys in there, but it just sometimes it doesn't work. And people need to understand, like, when there's a running clock in the second half, it's very difficult to get guys in the game, especially if either one side of the ball has the ball, or, you know, it's just really difficult to substitute at times. But yeah, I think our younger guys, are doing a really good job in practice. You know, they're going to continue to get better, continue to, you know, fight for reps. And I think that's the thing, that they're out there working just as hard as the starters do. But they always got to have the mentality too, hey, I'm one play away from getting in, because anything can happen. So we've always got to keep that mentality too.
Because, I mean, if they're practicing, you know, they're practicing with starters. So, you know, the better they play, it benefits them both ways. You know, they benefit themselves from, you know, development, but they're also, the harder they play in practice, the more, you know, development you can get for your starters, because, you know, the harder you play in practice, you know, like in what was it, that movie, Rudy, you know, they say, if you always practice like him, you'd be all pro.
That's right.
Practice, and, you know, practice pays off, and I love to see it. But right now, I'll have one more question, and then we're going to take a quick break. What is one area, despite what I would call complete and utter dominance over the last couple weeks, what's one area that you have been really trying to pinpoint on cleaning up, or just your main point of development for the team from these last couple games that you've seen?
I think the one thing that we can learn from the most, and you can always continue to work on, is just minimize the penalties, whether it's a pre-snap penalty, post-snap penalty. Some of the penalties, I'll you know, go back and try and watch the film and make sure, like, hey, how do we correct this, or how can we not get penalized for this? But, yeah, just in that aspect of it, just continue to, you know, you don't want to hinder yourself and just say, oh, no, I'm going to make a mistake and, you know, make a penalty. So because then you won't have players play to their capability. No, that's not what we're trying to do. We're just trying to see how we can, you know, put people in the best position as possible to be successful. But, yeah, I think just those hitting yards and that, you know, whether it's penalties or, you know, and probably times that you do get a penalty, does it stop a drive, or does it, you know, give the
opponent a long drive.
Does it give them an advantage? Does it? So, you know, those are things that we can always work on and continue to do better.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. It's just the small stuff that can happen in 1 second that can, you know, add up over time. But we will touch on some more stuff about what is going on this week. But for now, there is more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat, aggressive, beat, aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights, nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia, at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at LouSaabKiaOfBrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. All right, coach, let's get into the fun part, the one I've been waiting on all season, the fun week, Glenn Academy. Say it's, in my opinion, one of the biggest rivalries in the state of Georgia. I'm a proud Brunswick High alumni, and I'm sure most of my fellow alumni will say that this is one of those weeks that it's very fun to be a Pirate. Just get to, what does this game mean to you, your players, you know, the community, just in general, like, what does it mean, the Brunswick High Glenn Academy game, to you and your team?
I mean, when you think about this game, you know, it's a great rivalry game that's been going on for a long time. And, you know, the town's divided, and, you know, half of it's Brunswick High, the other half is Glenn Academy. Mm-hmm. So it's a great community event. You know, this game is probably one of the biggest rivalry games that I've ever been a part of. And, you know, it's just a great atmosphere in Glenn County Stadium. But oh, yeah. I know how much this game means to us as Pirates, and You know, we want to go out and put our best effort forward.
Yep.
And that all came from, you know, this weekend practice, just doing what we need to do. You know, making sure we're being coachable, executing the game plan. But yeah, this is a great week to, you know, to go see, you know, not just another region opponent, but it's rivalry week. So we've got to be able to go out, and, you know, emotions are going to be high, but we can't ride the wave of emotions.
Yep.
In this game. And so our guys are just got to be ready to play and settle in. And, you know, I know it's going to be a great atmosphere Friday night.
Yeah. Touching on the, you know, what you're saying about the emotions and waves, I am very proud to say that I was right there in the front row of that student section throughout my duration in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I know, even me as a student, know how emotional that game can get. How have you, you know, gone about making sure, you know, to keep the balance going and, like, keep your team locked in while also, you know, letting them feed off of that pure, like, energy that they're getting from this city championship? How do you go about trying to keep that balance for your team?
I mean, we just remind the guys, just me and the whole coaching staff, was just, you know, the game doesn't start till 7:30. I mean,
yeah,
you can't get too hype at 12 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock. And, you know, we still got a lot of time ahead before the game. So can't get your emotion too high and lose some energy there. But the other thing I tell our guys, too, that if you can't get excited to play this game, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, you because, might be in the wrong sport.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a great game. And, you know, it's always, like I said before, it's a great atmosphere to play in. When you walk out the locker room for that last time, you know, to run out on the field and see, you know, Glenn County Stadium's packed out, you know, and it's just an amazing atmosphere. You know, I know what it means to these guys.
Yeah, it definitely means a lot. Before we get into this next question, I just wanted to give a quick reminder that you are currently listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So me personally, I like to kind of look at this rivalry as in kind of a sense of Georgia, Florida. Okay, it doesn't matter. Georgia can be ranked number one in the country. Florida can be winless. Year after year, it's going to be a competitive football game.
Yep.
It's the same way with Brunswick Glen. One of the two teams can be an absolute high stake contender, like headed for it, and the other team, you know, like same scenario, can be winless. How, in your opinion, like, does Glen Academy consistently always such a tough opponent year after year, no matter what the rankings or the record or anything is?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a part of this thing for 8-9 years now. You know, even when I was an assistant here, and I tell our guys this right now, I said, it doesn't matter, you know, about region record. It doesn't matter about season record. It doesn't matter about stats. You can throw all that stuff out the window.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get everybody's best game forward. And especially, you know, this one right
yeah.
now, you know, both our team and, you know, Glenn's team, these guys have been playing against each other for a long time.
Yeah.
They're in their rec ball or travel ball. And, you know, so these guys know each other. And, you know, when these two teams play on Friday night, you know, it's going to be each other's best game. You know,
mm-hmm.
everyone wants to do their best in this game. And it's going to be physical. It's going to be, you know, the atmosphere. You know, I just can't describe it unless you've been to it. And I know you
it's
have,
different.
Yeah, it's just, it is. It's loud. It, you know, it's high pressure situations. But you know, I think if we remain focused and disciplined, you know, our kids are gonna, you know, execute the game plan. That's the other thing. They got to be able to execute. Got to be able to settle in, execute the game plan. But yeah, just going back what you said. You know, this rivalry game. You know. These guys, like I said, they've known each other, you know, a while. You know, records don't matter at all.
Nothing matters when you get on that field.
Yeah. So,
would you say you've kind of gone about it? Because, like you said, there's really, you can't necessarily if you're better, if you're worse, it doesn't matter. Like, have you kind of gone about this game as business as usual, you know, just another game? Or have you, you know, talked to them and, you know, kind of been about how it is a whole different game? Like, it's not like any other ordinary region game or any, like, is it business as usual, or have you been taking some, you know, extra time to, you know, kind of make sure they're right on that?
I mean, the practice schedule has been usual, you know, just business as usual.
Yeah.
This week, you know, we've prepared like we would for a region opponent, any other opponent. I think the thing that makes, you know, this week unique and special is that you've had guys that have played in this game before, and what they've done is really mentor the younger guys and, you know, saying, hey, you need to be ready for this, you know. So that our guys know about this game.
Yeah.
People grew up coming in this game, watching this game. They do understand that. And some of the guys maybe have not played in it before.
They're about to experience something.
This is going to be a great experience, the first experience. And then there's always things about first impressions. You don't always get them back. And it's going to leave a really good impression on these guys. When they run out onto the field, you know, for warm-ups and even for kickoff. So, but, you know, our guys, I have done, like I said, they've done a really good job of, you know, mentoring the younger guys, you know, trying to help them out.
I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great. We'll get back to a couple more questions. But right now, I just wanted to say that this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Get it, got it good.
Parker's. Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parker's, and Optum Orthopedics. All right, so, you know, we talked about the rivalries, talked about all the good stuff, the emotions, everything, but from a football standpoint, what would you say, just in general, would be the biggest challenge that Glenn brings to the table?
We'll talk about, you know, their offense first, because they are bringing on, they've installed a new offense. They ran the option before, they ran some zone option stuff, you know, when we first got to Brunswick. But now they are straight flex bone, two wing backs. They're running, you know, they're running all option. They're running belly. They're running toss. They're running play action pass out of it. They're running trap. So when that happens, you have got to be extremely disciplined.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, you know, how you try it with your scout team, try and replicate the speed of their offense running it, or anybody's offense that runs an option offense. It's just, you know, some of the stuff, the dives hit fast, you know, the reads with the quarterback pitching the ball on the perimeter. So all that stuff, you have got to stay disciplined, and you've got to do your job. You know, if you got the dive, you got to take the dive. If you got the quarterback, you got to take the quarterback. If you're taking the pitch, you got to take the pitch. You can't do somebody else's job, because if you do the wrong thing, you know, they're going to make you pay with it, with the option that they have.
Yeah.
So in that sense, the other thing about this is that, you know, that they're really heavy in the run game. Well, as defensive backs, you can't get lulled to sleep and then them hit a play action pass over the top.
Yeah, caught sleeping.
So you got to stay engaged in the game. You got to make sure that you stay, you know, locked in. You know, you got to have great eye discipline. You got to have, you know, make your correct reads. And the thing we got to do is we got to tackle well. You know, they got some big guys at running back. You know, offensive line is firing off the ball. Quarterback's making some really good reads. You know, and then they do have some weapons on the perimeter with T.Y. Chisholm and Sean Wallace. They've got a really big fullback as well, Deshaun Howard. So they're going to try and, you know, run what they run, and whatever we give them, they're going to try and take that away. And then defensively, you know, we're going to see anywhere from an odd front to an even front, you know, and some different coverages, but nothing that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
So we've got to be able to make sure that we communicate well up front and as the offensive line, make sure Grant makes his correct reads, and make sure we handle our double teams well. Receivers got to run great routes, got to catch the football, and continue to block it well downfield. But I think that, you know, they got some really good players that play hard on defense. A guy that sticks out of my mind when, you know, think about their defense, number 33, Cooper Reese, runs really well to the football. He's big, he's physical. And I know that some of, you know, T.Y., I know he plays defensive back as well. And so, you know, they got some guys in the back end that can run, you know, try and match up with our guys. But yeah, you know, they're going to play physical. They're going to play sound football. You know, so we've got to be able to put a hat on our hat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it starts in the trenches. So,
yeah. Start it and finish it. You know, I love it. Glenn, you know, they always somehow surprise me, and I hate to say it. I like to always think that there's, you know, Brunswick's always better, but that's where they play the game. And I don't want to, even though I've got my very, very accurate personal opinion for the outcome of this year, I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to jinx anything yet. Yeah. Let's kind of talk about, do you think, and we kind of touched on it a little bit, but I kind of want to go a little bit more in depth on it. Do you think the way they've been playing these region games, and, you know, the momentum that they have right now, you put the emotions are going to be in it, yeah, but this team is rolling right now. And do you think that how productive and, like, all around just fundamentally sound they've been throughout region play so far is going to bring a lot of extra momentum to them in this game? Yeah, for Brunswick.
Yeah, that's what what we talk about every week is just progressing forward. You know, we don't want to, you know, plateau off and just keep an even keel. We want to continue to get better every single week and be 1-0. I think that's the thing, is like, you tell our guys, you know, find something at practice that you want to get better at, you know, in individual drill, and let's work on that, whether it's the stance, whether it's tackling, whether it's, you know, hat placement, you know, or whatever it is, like, let's try and narrow that down and see how we can get better and keep improving week by week. You know, even if you got to go back to the fundamentals, I think that's key. you know, especially in your individual drills. But, you know, we want to keep progressing. Like I said, we can't have a satisfied attitude. We can't have a we've arrived attitude.
Yeah.
You know, we got to be hungry. We got to continue to push forward. We got to be able to take the step, take another step up, you know, and we can't step down. We got to continue to, you know, push forward.
Yeah, and like, that's, couldn't put it better myself. That's it's going to be a great way to really get that momentum channeled in, because it's been building up, and I'm really, really excited for this one. It's one of the better Brunswick teams I've seen in a while, so I'm very excited about it. But speaking of that Brunswick team, we'll got you one more question. Last one. Taking you and this Brunswick team as one voice, what would your message be for Pirate Nation this Friday night, heading into such a big game between the Bricks? What is your message to these Pirate faithful?
I mean, for the 2025 City Championship, you know, if you're a part of Pirate Nation or any affiliation with us, you know, you definitely need to show up at Glen County Stadium and be loud and proud, you know, have that Pirate pride. And, you know, our guys, like I said, they really feed off of that, and the excitement, the energy that brings along with it. Even though we are the away team this year, you know, so we're on the away side. But, it, you know, we are playing at Glen County Stadium. So looking forward to seeing everybody there Friday night, and go Pirates.
Go Pirates. And if I'm not mistaken, it is a blue out, correct?
Yeah, it is a blue out for the fans. And
everybody show up wearing blue. We want to see that away side packed out in blue. But that'll be it for this week. We'll be back next week with a recap of this wonderful game we have this week. For now, thank you for joining us on this Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.